Bill Bullard from RKF USA joins us now. One successful court ruling in Montana, but now looks like your organization is ready to take this to other states. What's happening now?
Well, we use the Montana Beef Council case as a test case. We believe that the government was unconstitutionally requiring producers to fund the private speech of a private state beef council. And now that we have prevailed and have obtained a preliminary injunction, we've looked at other states that are similarly situated, and there's 13 of them. So now we're trying to expand the protections that we won for producers in Montana into these other 13 states. And today we submitted and filed with the court a supplemental pleading asking the court to allow us to expand our case to include these additional states.
So where was that filed?
That was filed in the Federal District Court in Montana, the same court that we litigated the initial case that we filed against the Montana State Beef Council and the USDA.
Now, you mentioned there are 13 other states. My guess is you and the legal team have done the research. Are those the only 13 additional states where the same circumstances apply, or are there others?
Well, at this point, these are the ones that we have identified, although we are still looking at other states. And so the criteria that we were looking for is that the entity was completely private. There was no government oversight by the USDA, no pre-approval of the message, no appointments of the directors of those private state beef councils, and therefore no accountability for producers in those states.
Any idea when you may see some kind of court decision as to whether you can proceed here?
Well, that's very difficult to say because the court is in control of its schedule, and so we are hoping it happens within a matter of months, but it could take longer.
What is next now for RKF and the legal team?
Well, we want to look at all the states because if, in fact, it is unconstitutional for the USDA to compel producers to subsidize private speech that they disagree with, then it should apply to the entire beef checkoff program. Although on the federal level, we have a Supreme Court case that found that to be government speech. But the courts, with respect to the state beef councils, have found that it is not government speech and therefore is subject to the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, and we're working to protect the constitutional rights of our members.
So far from the initial decision in Montana, what kind of feedback have you been getting from producers?
Well, the feedback has been very favorable because the producers appreciate the fact that they now have a choice as to where their checkoff money goes. No longer are they compelled to fund private speech, particularly if they disagree with it. And so while protecting the First Amendment rights of our producers, we have also afforded them the opportunity to choose whether or not to fund their state beef councils.
So let's say they choose not to fund the state beef councils. What happens to the checkoff money in that case?
Well, the money then will go directly to the Cattlemen's Beef Board at the federal level. The Cattlemen's Beef Board, as the Supreme Court stated, is government speech. That speech is overseen by the federal government, and producers, at least theoretically, have accountability because they can choose to elect, you know, different members of Congress to change the law, or they can choose to elect a different president and a different administration that would administer the beef checkoff program. So if the producer chooses not to fund the state program, then all of their money will go directly to the federal program, and that also means that less money will go to the NCBA-controlled Federation of State Beef Councils. So for producers who believe that the NCBA, the major contractor, is undermining their economic and financial interests, they can register a very powerful vote by not funding the state beef council that is actually paying the NCBA to have seats on the Federation of State Beef Councils.